Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, thanking sponsors, volunteers, and guests for supporting its annual gala with Mario Batali, Michael Simon, and friends from The Chew. Details and a list of this year's sponsors who support benefit student scholarships at stmartin.edu/gala.
Well, we all have our likes and dislikes, but when Nancy told me that her sister, Sherry, in Philly, really hates even the idea of steak knives, I had to hear about this firsthand. So, Sherry, really?
This would be true. I don't understand why anyone would need a steak knife. I say, if you present me with a steak that cannot cut with a butter knife, do not give it to me. Any steak that I eat, I use a butter knife. I don't even own steak knives.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sherry. So, Nance, I guess your sister never came in second in a sales contest, huh?
You know, when she called me and started complaining about what is this business about steak knives, I said, what are you, nuts?
Well, I don't even understand why anyone would even want a steak that was so tender it could be cut that way. I like something with a little bit of chew on it.
No, I agree with you there.
Yeah, let her stick to chicken pot pie and hamburgers.
Really? Speaking of chicken pot pies, Stein, I have to tell you, I had some friends over the other day, and I was showing them how to make a chicken pot pie, and my friend Bill was using my knife. And he said, Nancy, you need to sharpen your knife.
Now, are you sure they needed sharpening or just to have the edge straightened by running them over a steel?
No. I've stolen mine with holding that steel, but they definitely need to be sharpened. I was mortified. You know, people come to my house and they think I'm going to have this swell bunch of fabulous knives. My workhorse is a 25-year-old Henkel chef's knife. It's got an 8-inch blade. It's got a gorgeous handle that fits right in my hand. I love that knife, but it was so dull that I had to beg Mac for the 100th time to please sharpen my knives. I know you're going to say, Nancy, learn to sharpen them yourself, right?
Nancy, you should learn to sharpen them yourself.
Do you sharpen yours yourself? What do you use?
Yeah, sure I do. I just use one of those supermarket deals with the little ceramic V wedges that you draw the knife through. I know that knife sharpening purists are probably having fits just hearing me say that, but it does okay for me. And like I said, I don't have any really expensive knives anyway. I used to have one of those electric ones, but actually I like this little manual thing I got from the supermarket for $7 or $8, whatever it was. It does fine. But, you know, if you keep them honed, if you work them with a steel every time you use your knife, you don't really need to sharpen them all that often.
I don't know about that.
I didn't say never, but hardly ever.
Well, the knife Mac uses is the one I bought him last year for Christmas. It's a vintage Dexter. It's a really old high-carbon steel. Listen to this.
Ooh.
That's his knife.
Nice. Well, I've got to tell you, I've never really been much for fancy knives. Two favorite knives are just cheapos. One is a Chinese cleaver, probably less than $10. And it might be Chicago cutlery chef knife. That works fine for me. But I'm finally going to pay a little bit of money for a knife. I sent some money to a Kickstarter campaign for something called the Meissen Cook Sharp. And it looks like a terrific knife. It's an 8-inch chef knife. It's made of Japanese AUS-8 high-carbon steel. I have no idea what the AUS-8 really signifies, but it sounds pretty cool to me. And it is sharpened to a 15-degree angle, a little more acute than usual. It should be way sharp. But when it does get dull, all I got to do is send it back, and they will sharpen it and send it back to me free of charge. Pretty good deal for my $65 Kickstarter contribution, I would say. I'm looking forward to getting this thing, which should be sometime in March, and I'll file a full report when that happens. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
Never a dull moment.
Unlike your knives, Leeson.
He's Dick.
Still the sharpest blade on the magnetic strip.
Stein.